USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is sharing an update on flying objects that were recently taken out of the sky.
We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were, but nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country.
In remarks to the nation, the president said they're likely related to commercial or research purposes. Federal and local officials are trying to assure residents in East Palestine, Ohio, that they're safe despite concerns of toxic chemical exposure following a train derailment.
No detections of vinyl chloride or hydrogen chloride were identified.
EPA Administrator Michael Reagan visited the community following the derailment earlier this month. He said officials are offering voluntary screening to all residents and are conducting 24/7 air monitoring. Meanwhile, about seven train cars derailed this morning near Detroit, Michigan. A local fire chief said there was only one car with toxic chemicals aboard and that cleanup has continued all day. Some international flights into and out of New York City's Kennedy Airport are grounded, and their passengers probably won't be able to fly until Friday morning. Anthony Russo, stuck on his way to London, says there's been little communication with passengers.
I'm not really sure what's going on. No one's really come and said anything to anybody, so nobody's really aware of what's happening.
Terminal 1 at JFK is down after an electrical panel failure that also caused a small fire, according to the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman is being treated for clinical depression. That's according to a statement from the Democrats' chief of staff. Fetterman is at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Maryland receiving inpatient care. Fetterman's health has been in the spotlight since he suffered a stroke last year. Meanwhile, President Biden is getting a clean bill of health. Personal physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor said the 80-year-old Biden remains healthy and vigorous. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
A suspect is in custody after a shooting at a mall in Memphis, Tennessee. It happened Thursday at Wolf Chase Galleria Mall, where police say there are two male victims, one of which is in critical condition. Both were taken to local hospitals. The shooting appeared to have stemmed from a fight between two parties. It also prompted an evacuation of the mall, which is now secure. The Buffalo supermarket shooter's trial is very important. That's according to the relative of a man who survived the shooting.
But I believe a trial will put domestic terrorism on trial, right? It'll put racism on trial. You know, we trust the U.S. attorney. We trust his judgment.
Zanita Everhart said the process is daunting, but worth it to put in the history books. The Department of Justice will not seek to file charges against a Florida congressman.
Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican known for his strong support of former President Trump, announced the Justice Department has ended a sex trafficking case against him, and there will be no charges filed. Gaetz had insisted throughout he was innocent of any wrongdoing and that a tax collector, Joel Greenberg's allegations, have proven false. I'm Lance Pry.
Former baseball player and broadcaster Tim McCarver is dead at the age of 81. He played 21 seasons in the majors and won two World Series titles with the St. Louis Cardinals. McCarver went on after baseball to serve as the lead analyst for 23 World Series broadcasts. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.